really exciting, isn't it? I'm absolutely delighted that Her Majesty's decided to include Stevenage in the Diamond Jubilee Tour. It gives Stevenage people a chance to celebrate her reign with her, and I think that's great. That's great for all of us. And, of course, the new town celebrated our 60th birthday just a few years ago. So, really, as far as Stevenage new town is concerned, it's completely developed and grown during the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. So I think it's really appropriate for her to come to Stevenage, but we were delighted to hear the news yesterday. She came back in 1959, was her first visit to Stevenage, and I can remember, I was quite young then, and I can remember the excitement of lining Broadhall Way to watch as the car went past, and she then went on into the town centre, and this feeling of excitement back then was just fantastic, and I'm sure it'll be just as exciting when she comes during this year. And there's plenty of for the Queen to see in Stevenage, because we've got our new town centre gardens, which have recently been refurbished and look fantastic. There's beautiful Fairlands Valley, of course. In the Olympic year, if she wanted to see something of what we're doing here, we've got, of course, we'll have athletes training at Marriott School by then, and brand new state-of-the-art school up there. We've got a new maternity unit and surgery centre at the Lister, the Bioscience Park at Glaxo, Business Technology Centre. So we've got a lot to offer. We'll be discussing with the palace just what the Queen would like to see while she's here. But if your listeners have got any ideas, I'd love to hear them.